And the next election was even more problematic. And again, it goes back to these personality conflicts. But Jefferson ended up getting the same number of electoral votes as his vice presidential running mate, Aaron Burr. And Aaron Burr refused to step down. It had to go to the Congress. And eventually Hamilton supported Jefferson. That was one of the things that led Hamilton and Burr to their famous duel, where Alexander Hamilton was killed by Aaron Burr. One of the things you can see comparing this map to the previous one, if we toggle back, we can see the extension of Jeffersonian support. And definitely in this early period, the Jeffersonians, the Democratic Republicans, if you will, are doing well, gaining some support in the mid-Atlantic states, particularly in New York. You can see Virginia at this time had more electoral votes than any other state, but New York had quite a few, and that was key. Otherwise, the geographical pattern's pretty similar. New England strongly Federalist, as well as the more coastal areas of the mid-Atlantic states, and then the interior and the far south much more Jeffersonian, although South Carolina also had quite a bit of Federalist support as well. This was a nasty election, like so many of them. Here's a Federalist insult of Jefferson, a mean-spirited, low-life fellow, the son of a half-breed Indian squaw, sired by a Virginia mulatto father.